Hi, I am at the Banana 2 conference. It's a conference of bloggers throughout America, and I've got Caroline. Tell me, how do you say your last name? I know I should know how to say it, but I don't.
Well, in Vietnamese, it's pho, and it's not to be confused with pho, which is the soup.
Okay, so Caroline, you're telling me about you and some of the exciting roles that you've had in Hollywood. You're a Hollywood resident. So dare I ask, are you a celebrity?
No, I'm not a celebrity. But I think celebrities are kind of fun. I've had a couple fun roles. A couple years ago, I actually had a pretty big cameo in Carrie Underwood's music video.
Oh, wow. Which music video?
It was the one for the Disney movie Ever After.
Oh, wow. And I love that video.
Yeah. And I was the little girl wearing the hot dog, like a hat with like wings at the hot dog stand, and I get a flower. So
that's great. So what other shows have you been involved with?
I was on the season finale of House, the very historical episode when they shot on the Canon 5D.
Okay, great. So it's so amazing to be in Hollywood and Studio Cities in CBS Studio, and actually you don't know who you're going to bump into. But so I consider you a celebrity. And and so tell me, you know, what is it about Hollywood that has really attracted you? And what do you hope to do with all this information that you've learned today?
The Banana 2 conference has been really eye-opening because, you know, sometimes I think we could just get lost in terms of the stories that we want to share. And we, you know, as an actor, I kind of always felt like, oh, well, I'm here to tell stories, particularly scripted stories, you know, through film and television. But the conference has really made me realize that, you know, I can just be telling little short stories through Twitter and Facebook status updates and blogging, which I'm going to try to get into. But
you should. I mean, you should try it because you have so much great content and your personality can shine. And like I presented earlier this morning, it's not about just the written content, but about video and audio like we're doing right now. So what types of things do you think you can share as far as content that isn't just text? Because text is so 80s.
Yeah, no, I have a community of friends that are just putting out some amazing, like, videos, whether they be, comedic or dramatic. Mm-hmm. I have friends that are going to film festivals with their projects. I'm doing projects myself on my own, webisodes. Mm-hmm. I also love photography, and I love to share the work of, you know, my peers. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to, is just connecting. Yeah. But then also branching out, because I think, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other things at stake other than entertainment sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to just kind of get back to even some just political and social causes. There's been some great people here today.
Yeah. So what kind of social causes or political causes, you know, would you like to help push the envelope with the community?
I certainly think that without being too aggressive, I do... You know, I'm very passionate about seeing more Asians in entertainment, in on television and in movies. I definitely am not as, I don't necessarily know if I'll join a protest or a riot, but I'd like to know that, you know, anybody who's out there pursuing the craft of acting has the support. And I think this medium, these people here are extremely supportive, and they're willing to jump on board if you have the right campaign.
That's great. And so tell us about your photography and some of your other interests as far as comedic interests as well.
Well, I'm really excited because I realize I have this old video of Tila Tequila. I did a...
Tila Tequila. Wow. She shares my last name in Nguyen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's really Nguyen, but nobody really knows. I don't think the Nguyens really claim her. Even though I love her, though. I don't know why.
No, I adored her. I did a... I was a part of a sketch comedy group and OPM, and we did a bit, and I got to play Tila Tequila. Oh, it was super fun, as a fellow Vietnamese homie. I loved it because I got to have bigger boobs like her. And we did a funny little parody called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, but this time she brings in a third group of contestants, and I won't spill it, but I have footage of a taping that we did up in San Francisco, and I'm like, I think I should show it.
You should. So where are you going to show it? Where can people find it?
I think I'll probably post it on a Vimeo page and then link it on my Twitter, Caroline Foe.
Okay. Sounds great. Anything else that you want to share with us?
I love you, Ted. you are like the all-American USA man, and I'm so happy to meet you here.
Well, it's great to meet a fellow Vietnamese American as well as Asian American, and you know, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm here is to kind of share in my journey in social media and blogging and kind of, you know, share my expertise and letting people know, hey, it can be done. It can be done really well. You can build an audience. Just be you, and I think you would be great in sharing that with people, video, audio, text as well, and photos. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And please let me know if there's anything I can do to help you.
Oh, yeah, you do have something to help me.
Okay.
Do you think that, I'm always curious, how do you teach somebody how to use chopsticks?
That's a good video.
Yeah.
That would be a great video to do on how to use chopsticks, because you know what? I don't really know how to use chopsticks that well. I don't hold it properly. My mother always says, you're not holding it right. And I say, well, it's right for me because it's working for me. But yeah, that would be a kind of a cool video.
Yeah, I just learned it on my own. But people ask me how to, like, how do you teach somebody how to use chopsticks? And I'm like, I don't know how to.
That's a YouTube video, I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right. And I've got another guest here. And I, you know, she's been so amazing. Denise Poon. So Denise, tell me, you know, I know your background is a journalist, and how are you feeling as a supposed abducted journalist now that you can be a blogger as well, and you're seeing me as a public relations person on the other side of the camera and the other side of the microphone doing an interview with you as a journalist?
Well, Ted, you're very awesome at giving pointers on how to creatively engage viewers, eyeballs, and that's what I'm learning here. I would consider myself to be a newbie blogger because I just have two blogs to my name, two blog posts, not two different blogs. And I hope that that will increase as well as the speed and the traffic and the people who follow me. So I'm following your tremendous lead, galactic lead.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but I don't think it's galactic. And there's a lot of people that have come before me that I learned from. And it's Rochelle Vitoris, it's Neil Schaefer, it's Morgan Brown. I'm shouting out to all these people that helped me in my journey. And it's so great to be able to, like, help other people that are kind of a little bit newbie, you know, to that. Because I once was a newbie, too. And I just realized that these tools are tremendous in that they are providing us with power to actually do good in the community. And I know that you are involved with a couple of different projects. Can you share with us those specific projects and how they align with your journalism background?
Well, I'm a freelance journalist, and so I actually work for a commission by the broadcast networks. Mm-hmm. And so it just depends on what they launch me on, and most of the time it's breaking news. Mm-hmm. So most recently it was the Somali pirate hijack of the American sailors, and then before that the big story was the Tucson shooting. Mm-hmm. It tends to be sort of mainstream broad coverage, but because I'm sort of on the ground there, I have specific nuggets of information about mm-hmm. people or you know, level two areas of the story or day two story.
Oh, wow. So how do you do that? They commission you, you get called to the scene. What's next? What do you do?
Most of the time, it's whatever they ask me to do. But it is, generally speaking, it's to provide content and further the story about how it's going to be covered on their different newscasts or mm-hmm. their website. And then sometimes it's also trying to find compelling guests mm-hmm. that are related to that subject matter. So it's similar to getting content online, mm-hmm. but this is more dimensional in that it's feeding to multi-platforms at the same time.
Wow. Sounds like you're already doing blogging already.
Well, as I mentioned, in terms of my personal blog, I have blogged, but I would like to become more consistent. I'd like to be more active, and I appreciate the advice and the inspiration and the energy from everyone here. Right. I would call myself a newbie, though.
Right. But it's amazing because you already have the training as a journalist, so you know the code of conduct, the ethics, you know, how to cover stories appropriately. So it's about sharing your knowledge with people that have been blogging for years that don't necessarily have the expertise in journalism.
I think what's most confusing about what's out there is that anybody can be a content provider. But the question is, or when people view this information, you have to understand what is their point of view, where are they coming from, what's their experience, and then understand that as a person who's going to either reblog, retweet, repurpose their material instead of taking it as fact.
Right, that's great. So thank you so much. And see, this is an example of doing Audioboo. So thank you, Audioboo, and the CEO of Audioboo out there for providing this great service here in Studio City at CBS in Los Angeles, California. So thank you. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. And then all you have to do is
a tutorial.
Yes, a tutorial. And all you have to do is just hit stop. And then you post it and it geotags it in a matter of minutes.
You post it to what? What are you posting it to?
On Audioboo and Twitter and Facebook and your blog.
How does it get to your blog? It's because